From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is in Brussels for a meeting of EU foreign ministers. As he arrived Monday, reporters asked him about Britain's relationship with the incoming U.S. president.
I think it's very good news that the United States of America wants to do a good free trade deal with us and wants to do it very fast. And it's great to hear that from President-elect Donald Trump. Clearly, it'll have to be a deal that's very much in the interests of both sides, but I have no doubt that it will be.
Johnson said he is in Brussels for talks that will focus on Syria and the Middle East, as well as assessing the Iran nuclear deal on its first anniversary. And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's chief of staff, Reince Priebus, says discussions are underway about moving the news media from their current location in the White House to a building next door. Vice President-elect Mike Pence told CBS News no decisions have been made yet.
There's such a tremendous amount of interest in this incoming administration that they're giving some consideration to finding a larger venue on the 18 acres in the White House complex to accommodate the extraordinary interest.
And the subject of Trump national security policy came up in a discussion on Fox News Sunday with the outgoing director of Central Intelligence Agency, John Brennan.
What I think Mr. Trump has to understand is that this is more than being about him. And it's about the United States and our national security. And he has to make sure that now that he's going to have the opportunity to do something for our national security, as opposed to talking and tweeting, he's going to have tremendous responsibility to make sure that U.S. national security interests are protected and are advanced.
VOA will have special coverage of the inauguration beginning at 16 hours universal time on radio, television, and on the internet at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says his plan to replace President Obama's health care program is formulated down to the final strokes and will be unveiled soon. In an interview with the Washington Post late Sunday, Trump said his goal was insurance for everybody, but he declined to provide specifics. One thing he did specify was wanting to bring down healthcare costs by publicly pressuring drug companies to lower their prices. Last week, Congress approved the beginning steps toward repeal, though Republicans have not made clear a plan to replace the program, which brought health insurance to more than 20 million Americans. Mr. Trump also told the Post his team is close to finalizing plans for what he called great tax cuts for the middle class and reducing corporate tax rates to 15% in a bid to boost job creation. Monitors say artillery fire from Syrian government forces hit a crisis shelter Sunday near Damascus, killing or wounding at least 30 civilians who had fled the site to avoid nearby fighting between rebels and the Syrian army. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors and reports on fighting in the war-ravaged country, called the attack a massacre. The observatory said it has confirmed 7 deaths and a number of critical injuries that would likely push the death toll higher. Some 70 countries have reaffirmed that only a 2-state solution could resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and warned against any unilateral steps by either side that could prejudge negotiations. The final communique of a one-day international Middle East peace conference in Paris avoided criticizing plans by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump to move the American embassy to Jerusalem, although diplomats said the wording sent a subliminal message. Neither the Israelis nor the Palestinians were represented at the Paris Middle East conference. Prosecutors have requested the arrest of the Samsung heir Lee Jae-young. He's a bribery suspect in the influence peddling scandal that led to the impeachment of South Korea's President Park Geun-hye. Investigators questioned Lee on allegations Samsung won government favors, such as getting backing for a merger in exchange for donating corporate funds to various entities controlled by Choi Soon-sil, a longtime friend of President Park. Choi has been jailed. Lee earlier denied the allegations, and Samsung has had no comment. The health ministry in Kyrgyzstan says a cargo plane has crashed in a residential area just outside the country's main airport, killing at least 37 people. It was a Turkish airline Boeing 747 that went down. The deputy prime minister said the crash was caused by pilot error. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.